And there's another enemy. And that enemy is the immigrant. It's not accidental, I don't think, that as this rhetoric, this anti-crime rhetoric developed, as the anti-welfare rhetoric developed, an anti-immigrant rhetoric also developed. You know, keep the borders closed, prevent the... And you see, it's interesting, it's not just a question of preventing people from other countries from coming to the U.S. and trying to establish a life here. It's a question of presenting certain kinds of people, people from certain countries, people from third world countries, people from Central America, people from Asia. I read a study that indicated that actually the largest number of illegal, quote, illegal immigrants come from European countries. But no one ever considers the possibility that a white person could be an illegal. I mean, I know quite a number of illegal people, you know, from places like Britain and France, who come in on student visas and decide to stay, and they don't even feel threatened. I mean, it's interesting, they are not even afraid of the INS. Whereas people who are, quote, legal citizens, but who look as if they might come from another country, fear what the INS might do to them. Or that if they don't have their ID with them, that they might get deported. So isn't it interesting that in all three of these examples that I've given, the figures are clearly racialized figures? And I think that there's a structural connection between the demonization of the immigrant and the criminalization of populations of color in this country. And let me give you just a sense of how I would try to make those connections. I said I might say a few words about capitalism, or did I? Well, I alluded to the fact that even though I'm no longer a member of the Communist Party, I'm still very much committed to democratic socialism and to finding ways to challenge a capitalist system which has probably an even vaster impact on our lives, on our daily lives, than ever before. Because we're talking about capitalism in the age of globalization, right? We're talking about global capitalism. We're talking about transnational capitalism. What we are witnessing is the development of a circuit of corporations that belong to no particular nation state. That are not expected to respect the laws of any given nation state, that move across borders at will in search, in perpetual search of what? More profits.